Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to tell you guys about a couple of news stories that have come out that affect all of us. Number one, did you guys know that ESPN is planning on creating their own standalone streaming platform? Yes, this is different than ESPN Plus. Some of you already have ESPN Plus. Maybe you have it bundled in with other streaming services, but they are planning on taking ESPN, everything that you get on the television, and now selling it in its own package. Now, what does this mean? We won't know until we get the full announcement. They plan on doing this next week. They'll tell you how they can bundle it. But the worst thing that could happen to cable is ESPN and all of its sub-channels, ESPN opts out of cable packages and decides to sell it to us independently. They're talking about this being a $25, $30 streaming service. Well, it's not worth $25 or $30 if it's just going to be what we already have. If it's just going to be super ESPN Plus, no thank you. The only way you get us to pay for it is you remove it from YouTube TV, you take it off Hulu Live, and yeah, if you want to watch Monday Night Football, you need to buy Monday Night Football directly from us. If you want to watch the college football playoff, you need to buy it directly from us. That is the only way I see this idea working. So we will get more information next week, but I just want you guys to be aware of this. ESPN next week is planning on announcing a standalone streaming platform separate than ESPN Plus, because ESPN Plus doesn't give you access to everything. They plan on the ESPN that comes on television, ESPN 2, all of those, they plan on announcing a streaming service independent of that for you to get all of their content. Are they preparing and planning to break away from the traditional cable services and what we have now as streaming services to create its own entity that you have to sign up for if you want to enjoy? I mean, they have everything. They have everything at this point. They have a deal with the NFL. They have a deal with the NBA. I don't know how you can watch and follow sports if you don't have ESPN. So we'll see what that means. The second thing that I want to tell you guys about, do you remember last year the Packers and Eagles played that game on Peacock? You guys remember that? They had a Friday game. It was the first Friday game in, I guess, that early in the season, I think ever, actually. They are planning on doing that game again. We know that the Chargers are going to play in that game. We don't know who they're going to play against, but that's not the news. Did you know that they are planning on putting that game on YouTube? Not YouTube TV. I'm talking about regular YouTube. Yes, the same YouTube that you hand your kids to watch Bluey and Number Blocks. The same YouTube. Yes, they are planning on putting an NFL game exclusively on YouTube that will be available to everybody. Pretty interesting. Not behind a paywall. You don't got to sign up for Peacock. You don't have to sign up for Paramount Plus. It's not going to be on Amazon Prime. They're going to put a game exclusively on YouTube. So we'll obviously see how that works. Last little bit of streaming news that I want to share with you guys is it sounds to me like the Canelo Alvarez-Terrence Crawford fight that is due up in September, it sounds like they're going to put that on Netflix. Now, I certainly hope that it goes far better than the last time they tried to sell us a fight on Netflix. Because the last time they tried to sell us a fight on Netflix, I felt like I was watching internet on AOL. I felt like it was Net Zero, Juno Internet. It was as bad of a stream that I could possibly remember. But I think it is obvious that Netflix wants to be in the live sporting content. They were in it with the NFL and Christmas Day. They are back in it with the NFL and Christmas Day. They have WWE Monday Night Raw every Monday now on their platform. They have more boxing events coming up this summer, and it looks like they're planning on, I mean, this is a fight that traditionally they were trying to charge you $79.99 or maybe $100 to watch this fight. Netflix wants to buy it now. So I just wanted to go through a couple of the key stories right now that are happening. I just want you guys to be aware of all the changes that are happening in the sports. Things are changing rapidly. We are past the point of putting the toothpaste back in the tube. The streaming wars, I mean, they've been happening for quite some time, but it's usually been a content game. Well, hey, what does this mean for The Office? What does this mean for Friends? What does this mean for my favorite television show? No, we have now completely moved over to live sports.